The lock on the door buzzed, and Kennedy pushed the door open. She entered and turned to her left into the Situation Room's new conference room. Director Stansfield followed her, and Commander Hicks closed the soundproof door behind them. President Robert Hayes, dressed in a tuxedo, stood at the far end of the room and listened intently to the two men in front of him. The first, General Flood, was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Flood was 6'4" and weighed almost 270 pounds. The second man was General Campbell, a half foot shorter than his superior and 100 pounds lighter. Campbell was the commander of the U.S. military's Joint Special Operations Command, or JSOC. Before taking his most recent job, he had proudly commanded the famous 82nd Airborne Division and the 18th Airborne Corps. President Hayes had been in office for only 5 months, and thus far had a decent working relationship with both the Pentagon and the CIA. Before being elected president, Robert Xavier Hayes had served as both U.S. Congressman and Senator. The Democrat from Ohio had been elected to the highest office in the land largely because he had a very clean personal life and was seen as someone who could mend the ever-deepening divide between the two parties. The previous administration had been rife with scandal, so much so that the American people had overwhelmingly